The squeal tells you it's Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 FM Freedom, and KPYG 94.9 FM Cayucas, California.
Well, President Obama finished up in Indonesia. He made his major speech to not only the Indonesian Muslim population, but the Muslim world at large, stressing that he can and that America is always ready to cooperate with, do business with, and honor the Muslim peoples of the world, and that Indonesia, with whom we also announced a number of trade agreements and things of that nature, is a glowing example of the possibilities of cooperation and the benefits thereof. Some of that cooperation includes the last era of the Bush administration decision to start rearming and retraining the special forces of the Indonesian army, who are accused and, in fact, have been witnessed to be, let us say, a little bit diligent in their continuation of the Timor War, massacres of civilians, etc. But that's another story. The Indonesian part, the trip had to be cut short because of the volcano over there spewing ash into the air. The president was not able to visit the largest mosque in the Muslim world, nor his old neighborhood where he spent several years as a child. But he's out of there and made it to Seoul, where he will be talking with the Koreans and the G20, who are going to begin their movement, or their meeting tomorrow. The G20 on this particular case is going to be taking up controls on international banks. Little bit late for that one. Other news of note and interest, still no clues on that mystery missile that was seen offshore Los Angeles Monday night at sunset, somewhere north of Catalina, which would put it out at sea, which means if it wasn't an American submarine, whose submarine was it? Anyhow, I mean, this one does not feel to me or to the national security advisors to be a threat to the nation, but it certainly does raise questions. The Justice Department will not charge anyone on the CIA destruction of videos of their interrogation of at least two of our detainees, Abu Zubaydah and al-Masiri. The two of them were waterboarded, and other interrogation methods were used. Videotapes of those interrogations were destroyed subsequently by the CIA, but nobody's going to be charged, as usual. In other news, transportation situation, yes. The Transportation Secretary announced $6.2 billion in cash for the new New York-New Jersey tunnel has been canceled. They are not going to get the money. The tunnel is not going to get built. It was a boondoggle of amazing proportions and possibly was going to be subject to unbelievable cost overruns. Now New Jersey and New York will have to get along as they have ever since the 30s, and we'll see whether or not they can either one survive on the commute traffic. Either way, that deals a huge blow to New Jersey in particular, where most of the construction would have been done, something in the neighborhood of 55,000 jobs over 5 years. Not a good thing. And a federal child prostitution ring, or rings, have been swept by the federales. They've arrested 885 people, 99 of them pimps, a Somali gang that had been importing child prostitutes from Africa was busted. 69 girls were rescued. It's not a nice scene, but the sweep has focused on something that up until now had not really received any coordinated federal attention in law enforcement. Interesting new priorities in the Obama administration Justice Department. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on Hump Day, Wednesday. Stay tuned.